Where is such a personality to be found as Srinivasa Acharya? Where are the saviors of the fallen souls? Where is my Swarup Damodar? And where are Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj now? All at once they have gone to join Lord Gauranga, the great dancer. To reach such a perfect personality as Lord Chaitanya, I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own lila, pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their association, I must simply weep. In this beautiful song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, we can get some little understanding of the nature of the love that the Vaishnavas, who are pure in heart, share amongst one another. And the deep love that such great devotees are eternally experiencing, not only for the present Vaishnavas, but for all of those great spiritual masters who have preceded us throughout the centuries. Five 500 years ago, Lord Sri Krishna appeared in the role of his own devotee to teach us the natural process of awakening our pure love of God, and to exhibit by his behavior the nature of a devotee's love for Krishna, as well as his love for all other Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. When the Lord appeared, he descended along with his many eternal associates. The principal personalities in Lord Sri Krishna's lila again descended to accompany Sri Krishna in his Gaura lila. Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna combined into the one form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lalita Sakhi appeared as Swarup Damodar Goswami. Vishakha Devi appeared as Sri Ramananda Rai. Lord Sri Balaramji appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. Mahavishnu, the original incarnation of the Lord, appeared as Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Narada Muni appeared as Srivas Pandit. And the divine expansion of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of the Lord, who is the embodiment of all bhakti, appeared as Sri Gadadhara Pandit. Sri Gadadhara Gosai was born in the holy land of Navadvip. His father's name was Madhava Misra, and his mother's name was Ratnavati. From his very infancy, he displayed all of the symptoms of a Mahapurusha, of a divine personality. Not a person who was born in this world according to the laws of karma, but the very Shakti, the very spiritual energy of Sri Krishna descended within to this material world in this most wonderful and beautiful form. From his earliest days, he displayed ecstatic love of Krishna. He was always thoroughly mild and gentle in his behavior. He was always perfectly respectful, not only to his elders, but to all living beings. He never displayed even the slightest attachment for anything material. He was indifferent to the playing of games. He was indifferent to family attachment. He was indifferent to possessing anything. He was always simply in the most humble spirit of wanting to serve the Lord and serve his devotees. He was born just at about the same time as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many Vaishnav historians say he was approximately 1 year younger than Lord Sri Gaurasundara. They grew up together from their earliest days, and they were dear, dear friends. In fact, when they were tiny little boys, it is described that one time Gadadhar felt that he displeased little Nimai. So the whole night he sat on the bank of the Ganges crying. And in the middle of the, early in the morning, Nimai went to the bank of the Ganges to console him. Told him, "You please come home. Sachi Devi has prepared prasad for us." And Gadadhar Pandit was so happy in their joyful, loving relationship that he returned home with Nimai, his boyhood friend, and they took prasad together. They rested together. Little later, they both enrolled in the school of Gangadas Pandit. There they learned the scriptures, Sanskrit, grammar. And Gadadhar Pandit was always such an obedient, mild, and loving student. In fact, whoever he came in contact with, he became the favorite of their life. So practically all the activities that Nimai Pandit performed, Gadadhar Pandit, simply to be in his association out of natural love, would always accompany him. But there was a difference. In the early stages of Lord Chaitanya's life as Nimai Pandit, he posed himself as a scholar of grammar, Vyakarana, and he did not exhibit the symptoms of devotion to Krishna. This is very mysterious, because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to teach how to be a devotee of Krishna, but in his early childhood, he would not display any symptoms of devotion to Krishna. He was simply like a jnani, like a scholar, and very, very mischievous. Incredibly mischievous. In the same way Lord Sri Krishna was in Gokul Dham. The reason for this is he wanted to show the world that until one gets the blessings of his spiritual master, one cannot exhibit the symptoms of love of Krishna. So he wanted to wait until he met his beloved spiritual master and was initiated by him before he began preaching the pure cult of bhakti. But Gadadhar Pandit, he was always a bhakta. He was always inclined toward chanting the holy names, toward associating with great devotees like Srivas, Advaita, Gopinatha Acharya, and others. And Nimai would like to challenge him.
to all sorts of technical Sanskrit philosophical debates. And devotees, they are not inclined with arguments or debates. They have no inclination toward technicalities. They simply want to glorify Krishna. They want to hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, associate with devotees who are serving Krishna. So for Gadadhar Pandit, it was a great perplexity. On one hand, although he was not externally consciously aware that Nimai was his lord, he was irresistibly attracted to him. He could not give up his association because his love was so much charmed by some mysterious quality within Nimai. But at the same time, every time he would be with him, Nimai would force him to engage in all sort of grammatical battles, which were totally a boring disturbance to Gadadhar Pandit. So he and the other Vaishnavas would regularly, practically day and night, pray to Radha and Krishna, please make Nimai a devotee. There's something that makes us love him just like we love Krishna himself. If he becomes a devotee, he can make the whole world chant the name of God. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit was practically the constant associate of Nimai Pandit. Some years later, the great Acharya Ishwarapuri, who was the most intimate and dearmost disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he came to Navadvip Dham. While he was there, he was staying at the house of Gopinath Acharya. And Gadadhar Pandit would go there every day to offer obeisances, to serve him, and to hear Krishna Katha from Ishwarapuri. Gadadhar Goswami became the dearmost of all to Ishwarapuri. And he decided to teach him the confidential knowledge of a book that he had recently written called the Krishna Lilamrita. Every day for many, many hours, Gadadhar Pandit would regularly serve Ishwarapuri and sit and discuss Krishna Lilamrita with him. It was at that time that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also met Ishwarapuri and would regularly associate with him. When it was time for him to manifest the preaching of the chanting of the holy name, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya Dham under the pretense of offering the Shraddha to his recently departed father, Sri Jagannath Mishra. While there at the Gadadhara Mandir, where the footprints of Lord Vishnu reside, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in contact with Ishwarapuri. He humbly begged him to be his spiritual master. The Supreme Lord begged, please be my guru. I am surrendered at your lotus feet. I will do anything for you. Kindly initiate me. Ishwarapuri replied, you want me to give you mantra? I will give you my very life. Ever since I met you in Navadvip, I cannot stop thinking of you. And whenever I think of you, the love that I experience is identical to the love that I have for Krishna himself. When Ishwarapuri bestowed his mercy upon Sri Chaitanya and gave him the mantra and bestowed Guru Kripa upon him, at that time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could think of nothing or speak nothing but Krishna. He exhibited the most unparalleled, unprecedented, impossible form of love of God, Mahabhava.
This Mahabhav is the exclusive priority of Srimati Radharani. And no one else can attain that state of consciousness. And because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with the bhava of Sri Radha, he exhibited and he distributed Mahabhav to the world. When he returned to Sri Navadvip Dham, all of the Vaishnavas were very happy. And it is described that Mahaprabhu said that tomorrow at the house of Sukumbar Brahmachari, I want to reveal the innermost feelings of my heart. So the word spread that Nimai Pandit has become a pure devotee. He's become a Vaishnav. He's exhibiting such unparalleled symptoms of love of God. He's constantly talking about Krishna with tears of love in his eyes. And he wants all the devotees to come to Sukumbar Brahmachari's house to hear him reveal his mind. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit, he used to every day, along with Sukumbar Brahmachari and others, pick flowers to make garlands and beautiful arrangements for the worship of Radha and Krishna. So after picking the flowers, he came to the house of Sukumbar Brahmachari. And he was sitting in the veranda outside, and he could hear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu weeping, praying, "Where is my Krishna? Why is it that I am so sinful that I have not attained the blessed love of Sri Krishna?" He was weeping in separation from Krishna. Krishna is so merciful, so kind. Why is he merciful to everyone, but not me? Srila Prabhupada explained that the truly great devotees, they will never say that I am a pure devotee and I love Krishna. The more one loves Krishna, the more one realizes how powerful the attraction of Krishna is. He is like the ocean. When we try to offer some water to the ocean, what is the significance of the water we have to offer? When we go to the river Ganges to offer water, compared to all the water in the Ganges, how much is our offering? It's really nothing to offer. In the same way, those devotees whose hearts are truly filled with pure love of God, they realize that compared to Krishna, what is my love? I have no love. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya was crying out, "If I had any love of Krishna, I would have died due to separation from him. The fact that I am still breathing means I have no love." Hearing such words, Gadadhar Pandit became ecstatic in love of God, and he began weeping and crying out the name of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, he asked Sukumbar Brahmachari, "Who is that weeping?" He said, "That is Gadadhar Pandit. Upon seeing the quality of your love of God, he is so much rejoicing because he is your best friend. He is your dearmost friend. Upon seeing the gift that you have received, he is overwhelmed in spiritual joy." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out and he embraced Sri Gadadhar very affectionately. And he said, "Gadadhar," he said, "I am such a sinful person that from your very birth you have been a devotee, always serving the devotees and chanting Harinam. But I was simply uselessly wasting my entire life in scholarly pursuits without any drops of love of God. It is by your well wishings and blessings you are most fortunate. I am eternally your loving servant." This was the nature of the love between Gadadhar and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar had dear friendship with Mukunda Dutt.
One day Mukunda Dat said to Gadadhar Pandit that a very, very great Vaishnava devotee has come to Navadvip Dham. His name is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Would you like to come and see him? Gadadhar Pandit was always so anxious to meet with the devotees. He was so anxious to always receive the blessings and render service to great souls. He was still very young at the time, young man, in his teens. So Mukunda and Gadadhar went to Pundarik Vidyanidhi's residence. And Mukunda introduced Gadadhar. He said, Pundarik Vidyanidhi Mahashoy, this Gadadhar, he has such a pure heart that he's perfectly detached from all material life. He has no inclination for anything but Krishna. Pundarik was very happy to meet him. But when Gadadhar saw the condition of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he became very doubtful in his mind. Externally, he appeared like a very worldly sense enjoyer. He was sitting on a beautiful bedstead, very, very costly. The silken sheets were deep red like vermilion, and there were beautiful brass furnishings, wonderful decorated water pots. He was decorated with jewelry and beautiful silken garments, and his hair was very finely combed with expensive scented oils. And every now and then, while chewing on betel and pan, he would look at the redness of his lips in a mirror. And there were two servants constantly fanning him with beautifully decorated peacock fans. And when Gadadhar saw this, he had no inclination toward material opulence at all. He was a lifelong celibate. He was thinking, why Mukunda Dat has brought me here? He has told me that this person is such a great devotee of the Lord. Without detachment from material life, you cannot have love of God. Whatever he has said, I have lost all faith. Mukunda, he could understand the mind of Gadadhar. Dear friends can know the minds of one another. So he began to sing a beautiful bhajan with sweet, sweet voice. He sang, this Krishna, how wonderful. How wonderful is Krishna, and how wonderful is devotion to Krishna. Putana was a rakshashi that drank the blood of millions of babies. She was such a demon. And she came to Vrindavan specifically sent by Kamsa for the purpose of murdering Krishna. She disguised herself as a beautiful woman. And pretending to be like Krishna's mother, she offered Krishna her breast, which was filled with deadly poison. But our Krishna is so merciful and kind that by sucking her breast, he sucked her life force out. He liberated her from all her sins, and he gave her the position in the spiritual world of being one of the mothers of Krishna. Upon hearing about the unprecedented mercy of Lord Sri Krishna upon even terrible demons, Pundarik Vidyanidhi became ecstatic in love of God. It is described that tears began to flow from his eyes like the river Ganges. His limbs began to tremble, and he just started crying out as loud as his voice could cry out, Krishna, why you have come to deliver even the most sinful of sinners, but you have neglected me.
You have given love of God even to Putana, to the most sinful demons, but you are neglecting me. Who is more sinful than myself? In this way, in the pangs of separation, he just went wild in ecstatic love beyond his control. And he fell to the ground and started kicking his legs and rolling, and soon all of his beautiful silken clothes was torn to pieces. The beautiful bedspreads, the beds, the furniture, everything was totally destroyed, and everything was soaked with tears. This went on until ten men tried to hold Pundarik Vidyaniri down, but they all had to just step back. He was uncontrollable. And ultimately, his ecstasy came to the point where he could no longer maintain his consciousness. So he fainted. He lay there for 6 full hours. Meanwhile, Gadadhar Pandit, he thanked Mukunda that I was committing offense to this great Vaishnava in my mind. But because you are such a merciful friend, you have sung this song to reveal his true devotion to Krishna. I want to accept initiation from him. Although I have been practicing devotional service throughout my whole life, associating with devotees and chanting the names of God, I have not yet received initiation from a proper spiritual master. Therefore, my spiritual life is not fully complete. To atone for the offense that I have committed to him, I want to accept initiation from him. When Pundarik Vidyaniri came back to consciousness, he was very humble, very sober, and Mukunda explained Gadadhar Pandit's desire, and Pundarik Vidyaniri said, it takes thousands and thousands of births of pious activities and devotion to God to achieve a disciple like Gadadhar Pandit. On the auspicious occasion of the 12th day of the dark moon, I will give initiation to him. At that time, Sri Gadadhar Pandit approached Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his dear Lord and friend, and he asked his permission, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with joy that Sri Gadadhar would receive diksha from Pundarik Vidyaniri. It is described that one time Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was within his home along with his mother Sachi Devi. And he was feeling deep, deep separation from Sri Krishna. And he was weeping, where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? And Gadadhar, his friend, wanted to try to pacify him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him with tears flowing from his eyes. Where am I to find Krishna? Why has he left me? And Gadadhar Pandit said, he didn't know what to say, but he had to say something. So he said, my dear Lord Gauranga, Krishna is within your heart. So Mahaprabhu, he became so anxious for the darshan of Sri Krishna. If he is in my heart, I must see him. And he took his nails and started ripping his chest open. And upon seeing this, Sachi Mata was struck with fear. What is he going? He's going to rip his heart open. And Gadadhar Pandit saw this and he said, my dear Gauranga, he said, please, Krishna will undoubtedly bestow his darshan upon you. Just be patient. Remember him and chant his name. And Gauranga was pacified. And he stopped ripping his heart open. And when Sachi Mata heard this, saw this, she became very happy. She was always fearful about Nimai's various mischievous or ecstatic conditions. So she began to think that this Gadadhar Pandit, he is the only person in all of the world that has the power to control my Nimai Pandit. Therefore, she prayed to Gadadhar Pandit that if you want to relieve my anxiety and fear, please, you must be the constant associate of my son, because you are the only one with such love that controls even him. After some years, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that for the sake of preaching the message of Harinam Sankirtan to the world, it was necessary for him to accept the renounced order of life, sannyas. Before he left Navadvip to the village of Katwa, he approached only a few of his most confidential associates to tell them his plan to leave home and accept the renounced order. He told Nityananda Prabhu. He explained the situation to his dear uncle, Chandrasekharacharya. He explained to Mukundat. And then he went to the house of Gadadhar Pandit. He told Gadadhar Pandit that when I take sannyas, I want you to come with me wherever I go. So Gadadhar Pandit said, yes, I will come. But Gadadhar Pandit's brother, I believe his name was Vaninath Mishra, he heard the Lord speaking. And he was also a great devotee. And Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, all of these devotees recognized him as Krishna himself. And he was their life and soul. And Gadadhar was his brother, his Shiksha Guru. He began to weep, thinking that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you're leaving Navadvip, perhaps never to return, and you are taking my most beloved friend and brother Gadadhar with you? What am I to do? I beg you, neither of you can go. He was pleading with them not to go. And the Lord is always obliged to his devotees. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I must go. I have incarnated in this world to spread the glories of the holy name throughout the entire world. Unless I take sannyas and leave Navadvip, how will I propagate the holy name? How will I reach down to the lowest, most sinful, fallen souls and give them love of God? I have come to give pure love of God to everyone. So it is my mission. At that time, Vaninath was saying, you are going to give love of God to everyone, but I am so sinful and unfortunate that you are both leaving me here alone. Please do not leave this house. So at that time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested two beautiful murtis, one of himself and one of Gadadhar Pandit. These murtis were the exact dimensions and replicas of the two brothers, Gaur Gadadhar. And he said to the brother of Sri Gadadhar that you can worship us in these deities. You will always feel our presence. You will always reciprocate our love by your worship. And then Vaninath was very satisfied. And he spent the rest of his life worshipping those deities of Gaur Gadadhar. And to this very day, those murtis of Gaur Gadadhar are still in a temple which is in the exact place of the birth of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Param Guru, the spiritual master of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He acquired that land and built a beautiful Gaudiya Math temple on the spot of Gadadhara's birth. And that those deities are so historically and so spiritually important that one of his disciples, who was just a young boy, teenager, he was a brahmachari, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said that these deities must have someone who are dedicating their lives only to them. So I'm giving you the order that until you die, you stay here and you worship these deities. He said you should not ever marry, because if you marry, you will have so many other responsibilities. And you should not take sannyas, because if you take sannyas, your inclination will be to travel and to preach. You should remain a brahmachari through your whole life and be pujari for Gaura Gadadhara. If you go to this place today, you will find the same pujari. Now he's in his 80s. He has been there for about 70 years, worshipping Gaura Gadadhara with great love and devotion. So after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of sannyas, Sri Gadadhara Pandit went to Jagannath Puri to live with him. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Gadadhar an instruction to take what is called Chaitra Sannyas. That means to never leave the holy dham and to always be engaged in the worship of your deity. He was given the deity of Sri Totha Gopinath. And Gadadhar Pandit would every day worship with great love and devotion the Murti of Gopinath. And he was a great, great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day at the Totha Gopinath temple, Gadadhar Pandit would give classes on Srimad Bhagavatam. And practically every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Gadadhar's temple to sit and hear the ambrosial sound of his explanations of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, Sri Gadadhar Pandit said to him that I will accompany you and go with you. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is not possible. You have been given the vow of Chaitra Sannyas. You are not allowed to leave Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. You are not allowed to leave the worship of your deity Gopinath. And Gadadhar Pandit, with great humility and devotion, he said, my dear Lord, he said, wherever your lotus feet are, that is Jagannath Puri. If I'm with you, I'll never leave Jagannath Puri. And as far as Gopinath, just by seeing you for an instant, one gets the credit of worshipping Gopinath or any deity for lifetimes. You are none different than Gopinath, so I will come with you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but if you follow me, what type of example? You'll be breaking your vow. He said, then I will not go with you. I will go alone behind you. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to travel toward Vrindavan, and Gadadhar Pandit, all alone, was walking behind. And they came to a river. And many of the associates of Jagannath Puri, they accompanied the Lord up to this river. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he boarded a little boat to cross the river, and then he called Gadadhar Pandit. He appeared to be a little angry at him, although it was actually with great love. He said, Gadadhar, he said, this is not good, breaking this vow. Internally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. Because factually, for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord, we should be willing to break any vows we have made. Because the conclusion of life is simply to satisfy Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he loved Gadadhar so dearly that it was almost impossible for him to give up his association. but for the sake of the prestige of Gadadhar's vow, which was very important for people to understand that he kept, he ordered Gadadhar Pandit to return. And the people around were thinking, just like Krishna, Krishna broke his own promise just to protect the vow of Bhishma Dev on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. In the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as hard as it was to be separated from his beloved devotee, he ordered him to return. He said, I will not hear any arguments. And then Mahaprabhu's boat started moving, and Gadadhar Pandit fell to the ground unconscious. And then Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma that you please help him go back to Jagannath Puri. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to console Gadadhar Pandit by chanting the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he told him that just see how merciful the Lord is to you. You are never separated from his love. And in this way, the two of them, weeping and weeping, returned to Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. And during the Rath Yatra every year, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally organize 7 different kirtan groups to be chanting. And the leader of each group was the dancer. And who were the 7 dancers who were the leaders of the Sankirtan parties? Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Prabhu, Vakreshwar Pandit. One of them was Gadadhar Pandit. During kirtan, his dancing was so beautiful and so full of love and devotion that anyone who would see him dancing with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their minds would be utterly intoxicated with love of God. So Gadadhar Pandit, along with Mahaprabhu, was his constant associate in Jagannath Puri, always accompanying the beautiful chanting of the holy name. One time, a devotee named Balabhadra came to Jagannath Puri. And he was very anxious to explain his interpretations of Krishna's names to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. But Lord Chaitanya scented a type of transcendental pride in Balabhadra, so he would not listen. And similarly, none of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would listen. He would come every day and beg them, but they would just say, no, no. But he knew that this Gadadhar Pandit was very, very gentle. He had a very, very soft, loving heart, and he could never refuse anyone anything that was asked of him. So Balabhadra went to Gadadhar, and he said, I want to explain my interpretation of Krishna's names to you. And Gadadhar was thinking, Mahaprabhu himself will not listen, and none of the devotees will listen. But I do not want to hurt his feelings. So Balabhadra began to speak. And as he was speaking, Gadadhar was praying within his heart, Dear Lord Gauranga, you are living in my heart. You know my motives. I am simply doing everything for your pleasure. Your devotees may criticize me, but I know that you will understand. So every day he would come and speak to Gadadhar Pandit. And because of this, Lord Chaitanya appeared to become very angry at Gadadhar Pandit. And he completely ignored him. And to others, he would chastise Gadadhar. And this would always get back to Gadadhar. Gadadhar was thinking, he would never speak anything. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually exceedingly pleased with the mercy that Gadadhar Pandit was showing to this devotee. But he wanted to test him. He wanted Gadadhar to become angry with him so he could taste the sweetness of his devotee's anger. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gadadhar Pandit was in the mood of Rukmini. Rukmini was such a mild and gentle wife of Krishna that no matter what Krishna did, she would always just agree with him and accept. Satyabhama, she would argue with Krishna. She would retaliate if she felt any injustice was being done in her life. But we read in Bhagavatam how Krishna one time was explaining that he was not worthy of Rukmini and that he was going to leave her. And he was doing it all because he wanted to taste the sweetness of her anger. But she just fell unconscious. She did not have the power within her heart to become even angry for a second. So one day, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was walking with Gadadhar Pandit. And he said, "Why is it that you don't get angry with Lord Chaitanya? What he's doing is completely unjust. You're totally correct in everything you're doing. You're so pure. You haven't done anything wrong. Unjust. You're totally correct in everything you're doing. You're so pure. You haven't done anything wrong. And he's accusing you of making mistakes. Why don't you tell him?" Gadadhar Pandit said, "My Lord has every right to deal with me in any way he pleases. I am his servant. Whatever abuse he wants to put upon me," he said, "that is his privilege to do so. I can only accept it gratefully." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the nature of Gadadhar's love, he embraced him. He said, "I went through all of this effort to try to make you angry." He said, "But your love has defeated me." He said, "You should know that all along I am most pleased with your devotion." And because of Gadadhar Pandit's pure love and devotion, and because of his mercy and kindness to Balava, Balava approached him and said, "I want what you have. I have attained Vatsalya Ras with Krishna, but from you I want initiation into the process of Madhurya Ras. I want to worship Kishore Krishna." So with the permission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit became the spiritual master of Sri Vallabhabhat. At the time that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that it was the end of his lila, it is described that Sri Advaita Acharya, who called through prayers that Lord Chaitanya come, he sent a poem to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this poem indicated that you have fulfilled all the purpose of your divine pastimes. Now you can return to the spiritual world of Krishna Loka. After receiving that message, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very internal in his love of God. One day he came to the temple of Gadadhar Pandit, Tota Gopinath. It was one of his favorite of all places. And Mahaprabhu started beautiful kirtan. The kirtan went on and on and on, and all the devotees were dancing and chanting in ecstatic love. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in the mood of Sri Radharani, he went into the deity room of Tota Gopinath and closed all the doors to be alone with Krishna. Now sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do this in his sublime divine love. But he remained in there for a long time. And all of a sudden, the devotees within their hearts, they felt such an intolerable emptiness. They felt such incredible pangs of separation that they could all understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left this world. But they weren't willing to admit it in their minds. So they ran to the altar and they opened the deity's doors, and Mahaprabhu was not to be found. According to the great Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, it is explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his body merged into the lotus feet of Sri Radha, of Sri Gopinath, worshipable Lord of Gadadhar Pandit. After Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from this world, many of the devotees who were his eternal associates, they were being called back to the spiritual world. Very shortly after Swarup Damodar, they all died of separation. Their hearts, you have heard of a heart attack. Heart attack is a material thing. But they were leaving this world not of heart attack, but heartbreak. Their hearts were so broken that they just went back to Godhead. They could not maintain their lives. But Gadadhar Pandit, his love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so deep and so great. But still, he would not die. And this was causing him too much pain. So it describes that every day he was aging years in separation from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And within a matter of weeks, he became like an old man. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world when he was 48. Gadadhar was approximately the same age. But he was practically an invalid due to separation from Krishna. But still, every day he would worship Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is a beautiful self-manifested deity. It's very large in size. And Gadadhar Pandit, because of his... He was not able to eat. He was not able to sleep. So his body was very weak. But don't misinterpret this like insomnia of this world. He was so engrossed as crying in love for Krishna and Lord Chaitanya that there was just no question of eating or sleeping. But physically, his body was so much weak that he would have to struggle with all of his might to somehow or other get Krishna's crown upon his head when he would worship Gopinath every day and do the Abhishek and give Alankar and all of the decorations. So one day, as Tota Gopinath saw Gadadhar struggling and straining with every ounce of his energy to put the crown on his head, Gopinath sat down with his legs crossed, just to make it easy for him to worship and put the crown on his head. And to this very day, if you go to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham and go to the holy temple of Gopinath, you will find that Tota Gopinath is sitting, playing on his flute, with crossed legs. Perhaps the only murti in all the world that we find where Krishna is playing his flute sitting down. He remains in this form just to show how much he loved his devotee Gadadhar Pandit and to show how much his devotee loves him. There was a great Vaishnav of the name Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya was born of one great devotee named Chaitanya Das, who was a dear disciple of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all his life he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya and surrender to him. So when he was a young man, he left his home and he began to walk to Jagannath Puri Dham. While he was on the way to Puri, he heard news from pilgrims returning from there that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared from the world. His body merged into the beautiful form of Tota Gopinath. So he began to cry. And he decided to fast until death. Or he decided a quicker way is I will enter into fire. What is the use of living if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not here? At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell unconscious after making this resolve that he will enter into fire. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him in his unconscious state and told him that you should go to Puri and you should take shelter and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from my most intimate associate, Gadadhar Pandit. So Srinivasacharya entered into Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, and he went to the Tota Gopinath temple, and he saw the beautiful form of the Lord in which Lord Chaitanya entered, and then he surrendered at the feet of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was so happy to see such a humble, loving devotee of the Lord, and he begged him that it is the order of Sri Mahaprabhu that I hear Srimad Bhagavatam from you. And Gadadhar Pandit said, if that is the order of the Lord, you stay with me and I will teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit had many disciples. Many, many disciples. One of his disciples was Bhugarbha Goswami. Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami were the first people that Lord Chaitanya sent to Vrindavan. Bhugarbha Goswami had disciples. His disciples were the priests of the Govinda temple in Vrindavan. And it was those priests who were the grand disciples of Gadadhar Pandit who gave the final blessings to Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Srinivasacharya surrendered at the feet of Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar said, he went to begin to teach him Srimad Bhagavatam. But he showed Srinivas his copy of the Bhagavatam. He said, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left this world, whenever I read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many tears flow from my eyes that it has completely spoiled the ink of this Bhagavat. It was illegible. You could not read anything. All you could see was ink merged with tears. And in those days, of course, there were no printing presses. So he said, you will have to go return to Bengal. And there are scribes who can write the Bhagavatam again for you and bring it back. So Srinivasacharya, on the order of Gadadhar Pandit, he went to Bengal. There he had darshan, according to Gadadhar's instruction, with many great, great saints and associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Abhiram Thakur, Narahari Sarakar. And there he had Srimad Bhagavatam copied. It takes months to write down all the 18,000 slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam by hand. We are so fortunate today. Shyamananda Prabhu, he has so many wonderful books, whole sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. The entire 12 cantos, every verse in Sanskrit, the translation in English, with elaborate purports by Srila Prabhupada according to all the previous acharyas. For Srinivasacharya to get such a Bhagavatam, he had to walk hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. He had to wait months and months while somebody wrote it down. See how anxious he was to hear the Bhagavatam. And for you, all you have to do is give a few rupees to Shyamananda and he'll give you the whole set Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada said every home should have the whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam. So after it was complete, Srinivasacharya, feeling so grateful, now I will fall at the feet of Gadadhar Pandit and I will hear from his loving heart the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he began to walk toward Jagannath Puri.
Just as he came to the outskirts of Jagannath Puri,
he heard the news that Sri Gadadhar Pandit, in his intense separation from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates, his heart had broken to such an extent that he has left this world. So Srinivasacharya fainted. But before he fainted, he made a vow that he would give up his life. Gadadhar Pandit appeared to him in a vision and told Srinivas that you should go to Vrindavan and you should study under Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So with that resolve, he began traveling to Vrindavan. And ultimately he became the disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and the student of Jiva Goswami. So in this way, Sri Gadadhar Pandit disappeared from this world. His life was the perfect manifestation of Sri Radharani's love for Krishna. But he did it in such a way as a sannyasi that there would be no misunderstanding of the purity and the chastity of his love. The same conjugal ras of the Leela of Radha and Krishna was in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. But it was all done amongst such great renounced sannyasis and such perfect householders who were so self-controlled that there was the same love was being distributed, but in such a way that no one could misunderstand. The difference between Krishna's Leela and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela? There's absolutely no difference except one. Krishna's Leela is very confidential, and to actually enter into it, you have to be a completely self-controlled, pure soul, totally liberated from any material attachments, before you can even begin to enter into the Leela of Radha and Krishna. It is for very rare few to actually get realization. But Radha Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya with such associates as Nityananda and Gadadhar to take that same Madhurya Ras and distribute it profusely everywhere for free to everyone. Therefore, by approaching Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar, Advaita, and Srivas, the Pancha Tattva, is the most direct and the most efficient and the most safe means of approaching Radha and Krishna's Leela of Vrindavan. So we have just discussed some of the life and the disappearance of Sri Gadadhar. It is also the disappearance day of Bhaktivinod Thakur. It's becoming late. We can speak much about Bhaktivinod Thakur, but I would like to say a few things about the relationship. The pranam mantra of Bhaktivinod is very interesting. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanugavarayate. Gaura Shakti Swarupaya. That means that he is the Swarup, the embodiment of Gaura Shakti, of the divine loving power of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Who is Gaura Shakti? Gaura Shakti is Gadadhar Pandit. The energy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Radharani, appeared as Gadadhar Pandit. Bhaktivinod Thakur, we sing, he was the embodiment of the love of Sri Gadadhar Pandit within this world. And interesting enough, if you go to Bhaktivinod Thakur's house in Godram Dweep, who was his worshipable deities? Gaur Gadadhar. He worshipped the beautiful forms of Gaur Gadadhar. And if you read his songs, especially Kitavali, another of his beautiful songbooks, there are many beautiful, beautiful bhajans which he has dedicated simply to his deities, Gaur Gadadhar. He wrote a beautiful Gaur Gadadhar Arti, a beautiful song to be sung for the Arti of Gaur Gadadhar. So this was his Ishtadev, his worshipable deity, worshipping Lord Chaitanya in the company of his most beloved, intimate associate, Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Bhakti Vinod Thakur lived according to the highest principles of spiritual integrity as a grihastha. We have explained how he had 10 children. He was a magistrate in the British government. And he was so efficient that there was no magistrate in the entire British Empire that could compare to him. For a case that took an hour and a half for an ordinary judge, he would do in 5 minutes. From 10 in the morning till 5 at night, he would be in the courts, writing perfect notes, judging, giving punishments, giving rewards. No one had ever even questioned the accuracy of his judgments in any case. He was a man of that dignity. And such devotions. He would rise every morning by midnight. He would write books. He would write beautiful bhajans to establish the principles of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He would chant japa for many hours. With his family, he would have the wonderful arti ceremony. He would take prasad with them. He would go to work. He would come back. He would take little prasad, little bath. He would go to the villages, distributing prasad, preaching Krishna consciousness, preaching Harinam Sankirtan, inducing everyone to chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He would involve all of his family members, also his wife and 10 children, in his preaching efforts and in devotional activities at home. And their home was perfectly satisfied in loving devotion. He provided all the necessities of life, materially as well as spiritually, in full. In fact, one of his beautiful songs that he wrote, we sang just today. We sing every day for Arti, Gaur Arti. Hiva jaya jaya gaura chande aroti gosoba jana vitata vani jagamana loba. Beautiful song describing Lord Chaitanya and his wonderful associates that is to be sung at the arti every day. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he lived in such a way to demonstrate to all humanity how one can be a perfect devotee of God even living within a family life. That one can be absolutely careful and efficient in taking care of all one's family and social responsibilities and still be a totally dedicated lover of God, always anxious to preach His word to others. He was so responsible that it describes whenever he had an appointment anywhere, he would come generally half hour early to make sure he was never late. He was impeccable in every one of his social and family responsibilities. Some people think if you become Krishna conscious, you'll become irresponsible toward your social and domestic responsibilities. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur proved
that here was someone who was writing volumes and volumes and volumes of books on Krishna conscious literature, who was chanting japa for hours and hours a day, who was having wonderful kirtans, artis, taking prasad with his family, doing all of his work, going to villages and preaching, and at the same time, no responsibility was left undone, even for a moment. In fact, every householder should strive, according to their means, to follow in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is the standard that we should all be longing to attain. But he also set another standard. When all of his family was grown up, and he retired from his government services, he was getting to his old age, he wanted to show the perfect way to leave this world. He took sannyas. He accepted the vow of sannyas, and he dedicated it all of his time to simply immersing his consciousness. This was at the very end of his life, after he preached widely, volumes of books written, millions of people's lives he touched. In fact, toward the end of his life, he sent one book called Lord Chaitanya's Life and Teachings. He wrote that book and he sent it to McGill University in Canada. It was the first time that Lord Chaitanya's message reached the boundaries outside of India in the Western world. He was the first person to attempt to distribute this message beyond the boundary of India. And our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, would often like to remember that the year that Bhaktivinoda sent that book to the Western world was the year that he was born, 1896. He said this was a prophecy. He said, I was born to fulfill the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to spread Lord Chaitanya's mission all over the world. So in his last days, he accepted the renounced order, and he went into complete absorption in chanting the holy name of Krishna. And he entered into the state of utter samadhi, chanting the name of Krishna. And in this way, in the most glorious possible way, he left this mortal world to return his eternal position in the spiritual world as a manjari rendering loving service to Radha and Krishna. The great teachings of these acharyas, these avatars, have by their own example, by their words and by their writings, appeal to all of us to take this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously in our life. This great mission of Sanatana Dharma is not a hobby. It is not something we put aside for entertainment whenever we have time. It is not something that we just on Sundays we come thinking that it's a pious thing to do. Gadadhar Pandit was the perfect emblem of a sannyasi who dedicated everything in the loving service of the Lord. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the perfect emblem of a householder, Grihastha, who dedicated everything in the service of the Lord. And we see them both with the same esteem and worship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, Grihe Thako Vane Thako Sadahari Bole Thako
that whether you be grihastha like him, or whether you be sannyasi like Gadadhar Pandit, perfect your life by always chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We must take it very seriously. We must integrate our spirituality with every aspect of our life. If we are householders, we must integrate our spirituality in all of our relationships with our family. If we're businessmen or government officers, whatever we may be doing, we must somehow or other, through our consciousness, integrate our bhakti, our devotion to Krishna, into our work. If we are sannyasis, we must, or brahmacharis, we must know that 24 hours a day I must be menially trying to induce people to come closer to Krishna. Human life is meant for self-realization. Religion today, most people take it very casually. They practice according to their convenience. But the great acharyas, such as Bhaktivinoda taught, the intensity and determination by which we should make Krishna the center of everything we do in our life. And we should be willing to do anything or reject anything if it helps us to come closer to pure devotion to Sri Krishna. In this way, our life and our death become perfect. Because after all, we are talking about the disappearance of these great souls. It is a matter of time till we also disappear. Death is inevitable, today or tomorrow. These great souls have taught us how to live and how to die in humble devotional service to Sri Krishna, chanting his holy names. Antakali chamamiva smaram mukta kalevaram. Krishna says, what you think of at the time of death is what you attain. What you think of at the time of death will be naturally what you think of most in your life. If you think of money throughout your life, you will think of money at the time of death. If you think of worldly attachments throughout your life, you will think of those worldly attachments at the time of death. If you're cultivating consciousness of Krishna throughout your life, it will be natural that you think of Krishna at the time of death. Whatever is most dear to your life appears to you at the time of death as your last thought. On this wonderful disappearance day of Bhaktivinoda and Gadadhar Pandit, what can we understand? How by associating with devotees, by following in the footsteps of such great souls, by making Krishna first in our life, we could learn the true meaning of living and dying. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote an inscription on the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Haridas Thakur, which is very appropriate to repeat today on his disappearance day. He wrote that he reasons ill who think that Vaishnavas die. Because Vaishnavas, they live. Simply, they live and they die simply to spread the glories of the holy name. For such Vaishnavas, there's no death. Through the sound vibration of their glories, they live forever. The soul is eternal. Those who dedicate their lives on the path of bhakti, there is no death. Every moment we come closer to eternal life. So therefore, there is no fear of anything but offending the devotees and forgetting Krishna. Devotees don't fear any material hardships, nor do they fear death itself. To forget Krishna is spiritual death. To remember Krishna is eternal life. In fact, our own Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, it was in 1967. He had many disciples in America. He became very physically ill. And devotees tried everything they could to revive his health, but nothing worked. So he told his devotees that I will return to Vrindavan because that is an auspicious place to die. He said, but the climate of Vrindavan is very suitable to me. If it is Krishna's arrangement in Vrindavan, he will restore my health or he will take me back to Godhead. I am simply going to Vrindavan to put my life at his lotus feet. So the devotees were weeping when he was at the airport about to board an Air India flight to Delhi. En route to Vrindavan Dham, they were crying. And one disciple, I believe her name was Himavati, a very devoted young girl, lady, she said, Srila Prabhupada, Gurudev, you have given us Krishna. What will we do in your absence? Srila Prabhupada, he replied, words that are immortal and that should always be kept very carefully in our hearts. He said, you are chanting Hare Krishna, and wherever I be, I will be chanting Hare Krishna. As long as you are chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, there can be no separation between us. We will always be together. In material life, separation means separation. But in spiritual life, the soul is beyond time and space, and Krishna's name is beyond time and space. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, and your Gurudev is chanting Hare Krishna, or your fellow Vaishnavas are chanting Hare Krishna, you should know that because you are both connected to the holy name, the name which is beyond time and space will always keep your souls together in the intimacy of love. There is no question of material geographical distance to those who are chanting the name of God. And to those who are following the Vani. When Prabhupada was about to leave this world, he said, my Vapu, my physical appearance must leave. But my Vani, my word, which is my true self, will always be with you, if you simply live by my word. Those who live by the word of the spiritual master and Krishna are always in the divine presence, in the company of the spiritual master and Krishna. The only separation that could come in our lives is in our own unwillingness to chant the holy names and to follow the divine instructions. We must be very pure. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. But most of all, we must always endeavor to be the most humble servant of the servant of the servant. Do not try to approach Krishna directly. Do not even try to approach Gurudev directly. Know that you can approach the lotus feet of Krishna and Guru by showing your kindness, your love, and your service toward even the most insignificant of the devotees, what to speak of the leaders. this is the way to always be with your guru. And in that state of mind, of humble service, we must come together to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In fact, in the Bible, Jesus says, wherever two or more of my devotees gather together to chant my names, I am there. And long before that, Krishna said the same thing to Narada. Tatra tishtami Narada yatra gayanti mad bhakta. That wherever, he said, you will not find me in the caves of the Himalayas where people are doing great tapasya meditating. You will not find me in the institutions where the jnanis are studying the scriptures. You will not find me where the karmakandis are performing grand, grand yajnas. You will find me wherever my devotees come together to chant my names and glories. This is the beautiful Sankirtan movement. When we come together, of course you know, every day you must very carefully worship the Lord at your home, chant japa with great attention. But the fruit of all of that, sadhana, is when we all come together according to Krishna's divine instruction, to glorify his holy names. Krishna said, you will find me there. Prabhupada said, you will find me there. Vrindavan itself, the whole spiritual world and all of its associates descend within the hearts of those who take part in this beautiful Sankirtan of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tonight, by the arrangement of Lord Sri Krishna, I will go to New Vrindavan. But please know I am your servant. And I never want to be away from you, because Krishna has so mercifully given me that love for all of you. So my prayer is that come every Sunday and chant together. Come whenever possible and chant the holy names together. At your home, keep the name of God always first in your life. Because by doing this great favor, you will show me much mercy, because you will allow me to always be with you through this wonderful process of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you should also know that you can love. There is one way that you can truly show your love for your Guru and Krishna, and that is to show your love for one another.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Hari Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, Hari Rama Hari Rama.